Father, we worship you because you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be lifted high above every other name. Who is like unto thee, O God? Among the gods, you are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises. Lord, we worship you. We thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your unfailing love. Thank you for your compassion towards us. Thank you for preserving our lives. Thank you for preserving our families and preserving all that pertains to us. We thank you for a new day like this, a time to fellowship in your presence once more. Father, we say, may you have your way in our midst, in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we ask, O God, as the word shall be coming forth, that you will inspire your people by your word and bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I submit myself to you and I ask, O God, that you put your words in my mouth to enrich the lives of your people. And at the end of the day, let your name be praised. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's have our seats. God bless you, everyone. I want to thank God for a brand new day. I want to thank God for his goodness and his mercies, his preservation. I want to thank God for Pastor Dan and the entire pastorate for this opportunity given to me to speak today. We have been addressing the theme, the set time for to favor Zion has come for the month of June. And I'll just take a sub-theme under that, reiterating some of the things that has been said and trusting God that more things, as the Holy Spirit speaks and inspires me, more things and more revelations will comfort to bless the life of his people today. Praise God. So my sub-theme for today is obtaining favor through praise. Obtaining favor through praise. We have, first of all, I will just give some definitions. Before that, our text is taken from Psalm 67, from verse 1 to the end. Psalm 67, verse 1 to the end. Obtaining favor through praise. God be merciful to us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on the earth. For salvation among the nations. Let the people praise you, O Lord. And all the peoples praise you. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously. And govern the nations on the earth. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and the ends of the earth shall fear him. Praise the name of the Lord. Obtaining favor through praise, or assessing favor through praise. I'll take some definitions. Favor is an act of kindness beyond what is due. Generally speaking, favor is an act of kindness. It's not the usual thing that comes our way, the usual everyday. It's not the usual everyday blessing. It is an act of kindness beyond what is what? Due. So invariably speaking, we can say that divine favor is an act of kindness by God beyond what is due. We've taken several definitions of favor. When God goes out of his way to do things in your life. You know, there's a scripture that says that daily he loads us with what? With benefits. Daily he loads us with what? With benefits. The daily benefits and daily blessing, of course, is a part of this, but there are things that God goes beyond the usual to do in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we can say that favor is when God goes beyond to meet your needs, or to go beyond, or to act beyond what is due. To show an act of kindness beyond what is due, beyond what is usual, beyond what everyone knows. Point definition two says, divine favor is being singled out by God for special treatment. Hallelujah. Divine favor is being singled out by God for what? For special treatment. We can see an example in the book of Luke chapter 1, 27 to 28. Luke chapter 1, 27 to 28. And that was the mother of Jesus, the earthly mother of Jesus, Mary. He was singled out by God to birth our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of God, the Savior of the world. It is an unusual favor. God chose her amongst the crowd. I doubt if she was the only one that preserved herself and was holy and was righteous. There would have been maybe other persons. But God singled her out and chose her to what? To birth our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. So when God singles you out, happen. You know, Pastor, I'm quoting Pastor Wokoma. He said, there's a curious moment. There's a what? There's a curious moment. A specific time for specific things to happen. A set time for specific things to happen. And that is why God has brought this team to us, and he's saying to us that this month is our set time. This month is our curious moment. I pray that in those areas of your life that you are expecting touch from God, you're expecting visitation from God, that God will meet you divinely in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, what is praise? Because we are talking about assessing favor to praise. Now, to praise means to extol or to glorify God for his attributes. To praise, to extol or glorify God for his attributes, for whom he is. Hallelujah. To extol means to praise. To there's a lesser word, to hail. But I may not use that word because God is way beyond what we can describe him. So I'll just say to extol or to glorify God for who he is, for his attributes. His God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the creator of everything. The things that we see, the things that we don't see, it is God that created all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, it also means to tell of his goodness and blessings. Praise means to tell of his goodness and blessings. Praise is a sacrifice or offering to God. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Come on, open our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15. It is a sacrifice. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hallelujah. It is a sacrifice. It's an offering. And when you present the sacrifice, you don't do it anyhow. You don't do it anyhow. We saw an example of somebody who brought anything before God and God rejected it. Cain brought a lamb, a sacrifice to God, and God was not pleased with it because it was not what acceptable. So our praise, our lives, is a sacrifice to God. Abel offered him unto God a more excellent sacrifice, and it was accounted to him. God accepted him. God was able to accept that offering. And he was, in that means, he pleased God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So praise is a sacrifice. It's not just what people think, clap hands. It's an offering. Just like Romans chapter 12 says, Romans chapter 12 verse 1 to 2 says, let us offer, it says, give and as what is that we should offer our bodies unto God holy and acceptable, which is our what? Which is our usual service. Praise God. So praise is a sacrifice or an offering given to God. Now, talking about linking praise and how we can assess the favor of God through praise. Now, how do we show forth? First of all, how do we show forth the praise of God? How do we show forth the praise of God? If we are to experience the presence of God, just like what our daddy said in this morning, that the presence of God is what we need. The presence of God, no devil can withstand in God's presence. When the presence of God is in your life, things will begin to work out for you. Favor will begin to, doors opening. Favor. What is beyond you? Or what is beyond or more than what is due to you? Not the normal, usual happenings. As long as the presence of God is with you. And how do we stir up God's presence? Is through what? Praise. Hallelujah. Now, how do we show forth praise? Point number one says, by offering thanksgiving unto God. Psalm 118 verses 29. Psalm 118 verses 29. Psalm 118 verses 29. Can we open our Bibles to Psalm 118 29? And Psalm 100 verse 4 to 5. Psalm 118 verses 29 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his good. His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. If you read Psalm 136, it said, oh, give thanks to God for his good. His mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the God of God. His good, his mercy endureth forever. And you begin to see that as they were praising God, God was doing different things in their life. So give thanks to the God of God, the one alone that doeth great wonders, the one who slew Pharaoh and his firstborn, the one who slew Og, the one who slew the Amorites, and many things that God did in that scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because they what? They acknowledge God, because they what? They glorified God. Praise the name of the Lord. So it's a thanksgiving. It's a thanksgiving that we offer to God. Psalm 100 verse 4 to 5 says, Psalm 100 verses 4 to 5. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Hallelujah. This is how you stir up the presence of God that will bring forth favor in your life. When you live the life of praise, these are practical things. These are not just theoretical things. Things will work for you. I'll give you some examples as we move on. We'll give you some examples as we move on. Hallelujah. So let's imbibe the lifestyle of praise by thanksgiving, by singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs. Point number two says, praise and worship. Psalm 7 verse 17. Psalm 7 verse 17. Point one says, thanksgiving. We have Psalm 118 verses 29. Psalm 118 verses 29. And Psalm 100 verses 4 to 5. How do we show praise to God? Point number two says, by praise and worship, which is, of course, which is similar to the first point. Psalm 7 verse 17. It says, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So these are the means by which we show forth our praise to God. Point number two says, through our lifestyle, which is our service to God, we can see a very good example of somebody who, through his lifestyle, glorified God. Acts of Apostles chapter 10, from verse 1 to 4. Acts of Apostles chapter 10, from verse 1 to 4. You see the life of Cornelius. Cornelius, it says, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band, of the Italian band. He said, a devout man, one that feared God with all his house, and gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God always. Verse 3. And he saw in a vision, evidently, on the ninth hour. Let's move to verse 4. Verse 4 says, and he looked on him, and he was afraid, and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. Hallelujah. So, through our service is a form of praise to God. It's a form of offering to God, our lifestyle. And Cornelius, because of the life he lived, he had answered prayers. He was acceptable unto God. He had revelations. He had visitations. He had the presence of God with him. There was an angel that spoke to him. I said, your prayers have come before God. Your hands have come before God because of the life that he lived. So our life, our lifestyle, or our service to God is a form of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What happens when we praise God? What happens? Like, we're talking about divine favor. Talking about God going beyond the usual and doing things in our lives. Let us see some of these things that happen when we praise God. Some of the interventions and blessings and favors that we receive from God. Point number one says, we obtain blessings from God. In our text today, it says that when we praise God, that the earth will do what? We yield its increase. That is favor from God. That is blessings from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we praise God, God will cause, even in the land of Nigeria, that a lot of complaints and a lot of troubles. If you're with God, the Bible says, since I've been young, now I'm old, I've not seen the righteous word forsaking. Matter what? Even if it's in a dry land, when the presence of God moves, a dry land is like a what? A river. Hallelujah. It's the one that says, I make rivers in deserts. Hallelujah. There's a scripture that says, it said, when the Spirit of the Lord moves, it says the desert is turned to a fruitful field. Can't actually place where that scripture is. We said the desert or the wilderness is a fruitful field because of what? The presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we praise God, the earth will do what? Will yield forth its increase to favor us. Hallelujah. Point number two says, when we praise God, we experience joy. 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 Psalm 16 verses 11. Psalm 16, verses 11. We experience joy. Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou will show me the path of life, and thy presence is what? Fullness of joy. And thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. In the presence of God, there's fullness of what? Joy. When you praise God, you cannot be sad. You cannot be depressed. When you come into the presence of God, worship God, to praise him, to fellowship with the brethren, you cannot be depressed. No matter what. They say Nigerians are one of the happiest people. Irrespective of all the things that has been happening, that Nigerians are one of the Like, they even make fun of it. They make joke of all the things happening. If you go, those that are familiar, go to Twitter, anything that happens, they said they use it to catch crews. They are happy, they are joyful, they are not weighed down. We are hopeful as Nigerians because we know one day God will intervene. And it is, and I can liken that to Christians, like those that fellowship with God, those that worship God, because they know that they are not doomed. They are not depressed. There is hope for what? Tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you praise God, you are joyful. You are full of joy. Praise the name of the Lord. Point number 3 says, when we praise God, we receive victory in the battles of life. We receive victory over the battles of life. Victory over the battles of life. Examples, Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 to 27. There was an instruction, and Joshua and the people of Israel were to go around the wall of Jericho for 6 days, and they should see the result of what will happen. And as they did that, and at the shout of the trumpet, the wall of Jericho, collapsed. The wall of Jericho can be likened to mountains and problems, long-standing problems, long-standing situations, receives the touch of God, receives the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you praise God, you get victory. Joshua and the people of Israel, they had victory. Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16, verse 25, were in prison for preaching the gospel. But when they decided to praise God, God went out of his way to deliver them. And he didn't just deliver them, they were also a means of salvation to others. Others that were in the prison also got saved because they saw the raw manifestation of the power of God. They saw the raw manifestation of the presence of God. Hallelujah. 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 So God will go beyond more than what is due to you. When you praise him, he will move to bless you, to favor you, to deliver you. Hallelujah. You can also see in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, 15 to 20. 2 Chronicles 20, 15 to 20, when the children of Judah were instructed, this time around, you don't need to fight. Just do what I said you should do. Go and praise God, and let's see what will happen. Hallelujah. 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 And as they did that, as they obeyed, they got their deliverance. Their enemies were ambushed, and they killed themselves, and left blessings for them to blessings for them to take, or blessings for them to spoil. They reaped the spoil of the land because God went ahead of them to do what he knows how to do best. God showed forth his presence and showed forth his power and met them according to their situation. So, favor is God working for you. God going beyond. The Bible says, able to do exceedingly abundantly. More than what you ask, more than what you think. That is the blessings of God. That is the favor of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Point number 4 says, our faith is strengthened. Our faith is strengthened. When we praise God, our faith is strengthened. Romans chapter 4, 18 to 20. Romans chapter 4, verses 18 to 20. Remember I said that praise is what? When you extol or you glorify God for whom he is. Say, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Verses 9. So I said, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. But when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. That was, God was speaking to Abraham. See, Abraham was not downcasted because of his situation, because of his old age. God had promised him for many years that I will bring forth a son and a promised child to you. But the promise did not materialize because he had been waiting endlessly and his wife was becoming old. But he did not stagger at the promise of God. He did not waver. He was glorifying God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of course, we know the result of that. Isaac was born. And of course, Isaac was a man that prospered above his enemies, even in the midst of drought and famine. And he became very great. And of course, the lineage of the people of Israel came forth through Isaac, then Jacob, and so on. Praise the name of the Lord. What happens when we experience praise? I'll just give a personal testimony. Like I said, it is not just theory. It is what? The practical things. When you praise God, God will move and touch you and favor you. When I first started working, when I was going for the interview, glory to God, I never wasted my time. Just a few months, I got a job, and I started moving from job to job, from job to job. I never wasted my time. But how did it start? I went for my first interview, and I discovered that the power of praise, I was very jittery because, of course, well, I've read a lot of things. This is how to answer a question. This is how to do this. This is how to do that. But I was praising. I was praising God. I just knew that the power of praise was very effective. I was praising God. I was worshiping Him. Just slowly I was going. And I got to the venue. And went for the interview. Of course, they had people that... It was not my original field. I'd come from a finance and management background, and I was switching over to an IT field, and I was wondering how do I get in. But God favored me, and I was spotted by the second in command. Then he's now the MD now, but then he was the second in command. He spotted me and said, "Okay, I'm putting you in this department. Come and intern and let's see." And he said he was impressed with everything, my questions and everything, the answers and everything. He was very impressed. And that was how everything started. Journey started from there. And of course, the experience started growing from there. And of course, that was the foundation of whatever I am doing today. Hallelujah. There are many, 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 many testimonies of God's goodness and favor that I have experienced, and I believe you have experienced that as well. If you are in a terrible situation, faced with a battle of life, praise God, and God will go beyond more than what you expect. Hallelujah. To give you a special kind of war treatment. Praise the name of the Lord. In conclusion, to experience the practical demonstration of God's favor, we must live a life of praise. To experience a practical, like a daily happening in your life, you praise God and things begin to work. You have prayed, 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 nothing happened. It seems that it's not, you have been praying and everything and nothing is happening. Try praise and you will see. As long as you have a relationship with God, you praise God, then God will move. Hallelujah. God will move to do what? To favor you. Praise the name of the Lord. And of course, we must make peace with God, because God cannot accept an offering of a sinner. Romans chapter 12 says that we must offer, we should present ourselves as an acceptable sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, as a living sacrifice, holy. So whatever we are doing, whatever offering we are doing, must be out of a pure heart. It must be holy, it must be acceptable before God can begin to do and undo for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that brings me to the point of saying, if you have not been saved, you may not, you just, maybe God is just giving you the general things of life, maybe the general blessings. You just, okay, I'm waiting for you, I'm giving you more grace, I'm giving you more time. But there are certain things that will not be happening because you have not, your relationship has not been restored. That relationship that you lost when Adam fell needs to be restored. And that is done through what? Repentance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you have not given your life to Christ, please just come out and we'll say prayer for you, and then we'll close. Is there anyone here that has not accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior? For you to begin to experience the power of praise, the practical move of God's presence when you praise Him, you must have a relationship with Him. If you don't have a relationship with Him, then there's nothing that can be done. So if you have not accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, please come forth. Just come out. All right, everyone, I say, let's stand up on our feet. Hallelujah. Are we blessed? Let's begin to worship the name of the Lord. He's a